Today, I'm going to show you how to build the perfect base in Minecraft and everything it should include. First up, we need to figure out a base location, and this is extremely important because it's going to end up becoming the center point of your world. I like to build next to a village or some mountains, and luckily this seed, there's a village and mountain right next to each other. I'm choosing to build this base inside of a hill because it's really good for the early game. It will keep you safe from all the mobs, and it's pretty much infinitely expandable. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get to it. Starting things off with an entrance, I usually like to have a 3x3 opening so I can easily ride a horse through without taking any damage. I'm only going to get the entrance about 50% done because there's a good chance I'm going to have to come back out here to cover up some blocks that are visible from the outside. With a simple entrance set up, I'm going to go ahead and dig out a pretty large room because I usually like to put my storage room as the first room in an underground base. I rather put it at the entrance so if I forget any items, I'm not having to travel 3 floors down and 100 blocks out just to grab one single piece of stone. With the room dug out, I want to build a pathway, so I'm going to use some stone brick and then take some smooth stone to put along the sides. I usually like to think a 5-block wide pathway is more than enough. It makes it so the room doesn't feel too cramped, but it also doesn't take up too much space. There are still some ores and dirt on the walls and ceiling that I want to replace. When I'm working on a brand new project underground like this, I like everything to be super sterile and clean, so I'm going to replace all the dirt and the ore with just normal stone. And just like that, the build is coming together. Now that we have an entrance, we have some clean walls on the first room, and we have a pathway leading through it. From there, we can get started on some functional decorating by adding in our chest and making sure that they actually look nice. So I'm gonna go ahead and use some strip spruce logs, some trapdoors, and some slabs to make these elongated arches, which I can fill in with chests, but first I'm gonna go along the ceiling, the back walls, and the side walls to fill them all in with glowstone because it's a great way to add some semi-hidden lighting so no mobs are spawning. With one side complete, I'm gonna go ahead and do a mirror image on the other side, which will give us a grand total of 54 double chests. The room is nearly complete. One of the last things we need to finish up is the ceiling. By digging up 2 blocks, I can place some glowstone in and then place some upside down stairs below that. Along with bringing in some oak trapdoors to cover up the glowstone partially, it gives us a really nice form of lighting. If you wanted to, you could use torches, lanterns, or even sea lanterns, but I want to try keeping all obstacles off the ground or the walls and try to put all of our lighting behind things or in the ceiling. And just like that, the first room, which is the storage room, is all complete, and I think it turned out pretty well. Along the back of the storage room, there's a big flat wall that I'm gonna dig out into a 7x7 room, and this is where my spiral staircase is gonna go that goes down one level. The surface isn't too many blocks above me, so I decided to dig up and add a glass skylight to give us some natural light in this room and give us a way to see if it's nighttime or daytime while we're down in our base. With that complete, I started to dig down and adding our spiral staircase using slabs and stairs to give us a gradual decline going down. This room could be used as an intersection between different rooms, considering that we have 3 flat walls on each side, but for myself, I'm gonna do one as an aquarium, one as a little sheep pen, and the third one as an auto sugarcane farm. I kept it pretty simple with all these, using lots of concrete to add vibrant colors, and I didn't go more than 3 blocks back, besides for the sugarcane farm because there's some redstone components involved. Adding small little things like this into your base can make it that much better just because you have a little bit of life and movement around. And just like that, we have 2 very important rooms completed, which is our storage room and our intersection room, which will work great as a center point for us to branch off of for all of our other important rooms. If you're enjoying this video, let me know by hitting that like button, and if you want to see more content like this, don't forget to subscribe. Moving along, I'm going to get started with our next room, which is going to be a furnace room or a kitchen. This is going to go directly below our storage room, so if you wanted to, you could hook up the furnaces to your chest and have your smelted goods automatically feed into your storage room. This is going to end up being a medium-sized room because I am planning on putting an auto smeltery in here, along with doing some normal furnaces and blast furnaces for small items. When it came to the design of the room, I decided to stick with something similar to the storage room, but I did want to incorporate a little bit more smooth stone to give it that smeltery look. And the lighting, well, I did the exact same thing by sticking glowstone 2 blocks up and then placing some leaves below that with some trapdoors below that. I mean it, guys, it's truly a really good looking lighting source that's really effective and easy to build. I didn't go for any crazy auto furnace design. I went for one that's really simple and just uses mainly minecart hoppers and some rails. It's going to have a grand total of 6 furnaces, which should be more than enough in the early game. It did take me a little while to get set up because it is a tight space, and working with rails and minecarts in tight spaces never seems to go well. With that complete, I got started on the other side of the wall, which was just simply 6 furnaces, and then on the back wall, I just put a checkered pattern of smokers and blast furnaces depending on what you need to cook. And just like that, we have our furnace room all complete with a auto smelter for our bulk items, along with 6 other furnaces for little nicks and knacks here and there. Moving on to our next room, I'm gonna go ahead and dig out a relatively large room on the opposite side of the staircase, and this is gonna end up being our farming room. So far, this is gonna be the biggest room we've dug
dug out so far, which I feel is appropriate just because farms take up so much space. And I'm gonna go with a very similar design to what we've been using so far. Using some strip spruce logs, I'm gonna put pillars 3 blocks apart and then build 3 blocks up and then run some strip spruce logs along the top. Bringing in some slabs and trapdoors, I can add in these slight arches like we've done before, which will give us some separation between our farms. As I was building this, I also realized this would work really well for some horse stables, but for me, I'm gonna keep it as the farm room. For the lighting, I have done the exact same thing I did in the past by just digging up 2 blocks, placing in some glowstone with some leaves below that, and then some upside down stairs below that. When it came to the walls, I kept it quite simple by just replacing all of the stone with spruce planks, which looks good, but this room is quite brown, and I'm hoping that once we place in all the crops, it will add that little pop of color that this room definitely needs. On one side of the room, I'm gonna place in all of my normal crops, such as carrots, potatoes, and wheat, and I'm gonna do this in a checkered pattern just to give it a bit of detail. I could do the exact same thing on the opposite side, but I'm gonna go ahead and place in some melon and pumpkin seeds, because I feel it's always good to have these growing nearby your house, just in case you have any villagers that you need to trade with. I mean, you could always craft pumpkin pie if you want to, but I don't know if you would. And that right there is one more room checked off the list, and we have a place to grow all of our crops, and I think it turned out pretty good. For the second to last room, I'm gonna make my way back up to the top floor, and I'm gonna be building a small room for 2 horse stables. It's gonna replace the little sheep pen, because I feel that was completely useless to have that there because I couldn't even breed the sheep because the glass was in the way. Starting off, I dug out a medium-sized room and then replaced the floor with some stone brick and smooth stone along the edges, and then got started on the walls by replacing all of the stone with strip spruce logs and some spruce planks. There's really only going to be enough room for 2 horse stables in here, but I feel like that is more than enough considering this is an early game base. And originally, I wasn't even going to put any horse stables in here, but after working on the farms, it kind of gave me the idea too. I feel like horses are a forgotten about travel just because once you get elytra, horses become useless. But since this is an early game base, horses can be really useful to speed up travels around the world before you get your hands on some elytra. The stables are just going to end up being 2x3 areas, which is just enough for a horse to fit into, and I'm pretty sure you won't suffocate when you're getting on or off the horse. If you do, then you can just dig up 1 block and replace it with some slabs, and that should be more than enough space. When it came to the detailing, I like to take some trapdoors and flip them up, and then place some hay bales or barrels on top of them to give it a look of shelves, which looks like you're storing the feed for the horses, or if you put barrels on top of it, it just looks like storage where you can put your saddles. At the end of the day, this isn't the most useful room in the entire build, but I feel like it's something that just adds a little more depth and detail to your build. Moving on to our final room is something every underground base needs, which is a secret room. Making my way down to the bottom floor next to the furnace room, I have this open spot in the wall that I think will be perfect for a double piston door. It took me a few minutes to figure out a good idea of how I want this door to be opened, but I ended up going with a picture frame with a pressure plate behind it that you can throw an item through to open the door. This isn't the most secure method for doing it, but at the same time, it almost gives me a vibe of reverse psychology where someone may never think of doing this. Once I had the redstone all complete, I went down a couple of blocks and dug out a pretty small room, which will just be big enough for all of our items along with a bed and maybe a few chests and an ender chest. I went ahead and switched up the block palette here by using some deep slate tiles, some end rods, and some smooth stone to give it that really clean vault look that I'm going for. Now, if you're just playing in a single player world, you probably don't need to do this, but I still like to just because I think it's something fun to add. And if you're playing with your friends, well, this will be perfect to keep all of your things hidden from your friends stealing them. And with the secret room complete, this underground base is pretty much all done. Taking a little tour, as we walk into the first room, we have our storage room, which is full of 54 double chests, which currently is just a manual sorting system where you need to go through and sort items yourself, but you could always switch this out for an auto sorter. Making our way down a little bit further, we have our little aquarium, which is just a nice touch to the build, and then on the other side, we have our auto sugarcane farm, which seems to be working, and then past that, we have our horse stables, which is enough to hold 2 horses. I tried to design this underground base to be very modular and easy to expand, so if you wanted to, you could destroy the wall on the back of the horse stables and keep going. Making our way downstairs, the first room we have is our farm room, which is nothing super special. It's just some pumpkins, melons, carrots, and seeds, and then a little storage along the back wall, which should be more than enough for a room this size. Moving down a little bit further, we have our smeltery room, which has a 6-furnace auto smelter, and then on the other side, we have 6 more furnaces, which can be used for non-bulk smelting, and on the back wall, we have a few blast furnaces and smokers for cooking food or cooking up ores. And finally, if we throw an item behind this picture frame, a secret door will open, leading us to a ladder that goes down 1 more floor. This can be the secret room where you store all your goodies and items from anyone's trying to steal them. Anyways, if you enjoyed today's video and you want to see more content like this, let me know by hitting that like button, and if you're not subscribed yet, go ahead and smash that subscribe button. I will see you guys in the next one.